Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to complete the beautiful Simen Tav Samach Beis today. We had almost completed Sif Vav yesterday. There's a very long Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and we're six lines up from the bottom in the middle of that Mishneh Berurah where we left off yesterday. And the discussion yesterday was talking about a split wheat kernel that you found inside a pot that had melted fat in it. And we discussed that it depends where you found it. Was it in the same place? Was it in the same pot? And there are many tzad lahakil over here to assume that the splitting did not occur from may peros and water, but just was from the fat itself. Any water that was there had been burnt off beforehand by the boiling of the fat. And we leave off over here, and we said, Kedin Mayim, right in the middle of the six lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line in the Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and we said that this din that I just spoke out is Kedin Mayim Imei Peros Shemar Lahach Mitzvah Seres HaShuman, that if there is water in the original pot, which is in the original place, and you find the split kernel inside of it, you don't know, was it there beforehand, and it came into contact with the water, or it was there only afterwards, and all the water had been boiled off, so we have to assume the worst case scenario. We continue in the Mishneh Berurah. V'im Omer, if the person, however, says, "Beberu shiodeya shlo hitich tekef achar hadocha," if we know, however, that he did not go and melt the fat immediately after he rinsed it off with the water, rak shekvar nisyabe shamayim mikodem, but the water had dried up beforehand. So then, in this situation, was there afilu nimtzis achita kodem shenisbash al shuman? Then, even if you find the kernel of wheat before the shuman had been melted, Bishul Yofa, a fully melting, Gamkin Mutter, it's still Mutter, because we say, Shein Kan Ela Mei Peros Bavad. If he's certain that there's no water over there, all the water either evaporated or dried off, so then there is no concern that this is Mei Peros in water, it's just Mei Peros, the Shuman is considered Mei Peros over here, the melted Shuman is not able to be Machmitz. Deir Shu footnote number 29 brings down, Vafilu Im Noshru HaShuman Kama Yomim B'mayim, and even if the fat over here was soaking in water for a number of days, and it absorbed a lot of the water. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, Shim achar kach nisnagev milachluchis hamayim sha'olav kodem shitichu, if you dried off any water that was still on the surface before you melted it, dino kamei peros b'mayim, then even though there's water inside that's been absorbed in the fat, that's considered pure mei peros over here. Lefi she'ein al hamayim habluyim she'mayim, because the water that was absorbed doesn't have the status of being mayim, ad she'is galu v'yotzu l'chutz, until it comes out. And this is like basar yavesh, like dried meat, shemezia b'yemosei geshamim, that will, so to say, express certain secretions during the humid weather, the winter weather, machmas hamayim shehudach b'em, because of the water that it had been rinsed off with to rinse off the salt. So in this situation, where you're certain that there is no water involved, then we treat the fat as pure meperos, and it's not capable of being mechametz any kernels of grain that you find there. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, "V'im osu b'shumani gulim shekorin knedlach." If you make knedlach over here with this melted fat and the round balls that are known as knedlach, and you have what's the substance of the knedl, mimatzah tichuna, it's made from ground matzah meal, v'nimtzo chitabem, and now you find the kernel of wheat inside over here the knedlach. So im lo erubehem mayim rak shuman, if the knedlach had no water added to it, it was just the fat, the melted fat, which had burned off all the water that were put in it previously, or eggs, pshita the mutter. Certainly, it's absolutely clear that that's perfectly okay. These knedlach aren't ruined by having the kernel of wheat inside of them. The meperos say, because these shuman and the making of the knedlach with the eggs or the shuman, eino machmitzim, doesn't have the capability of making a chametz. Alam yesh bo igulim mayim, but if the knedlach were made also with water, gam kein afilamat, even if it was only a little bit of water, heavy meperos in mayim, then it is halachically considered meperos in water, and then also it is mamayr lahachmitz, and we have to be concerned. The same thing applies with the matzah shishorin also b'mayim li'achar fiyosa. The same thing applies with matzah that you soak in water after it's been baked, so it can't become chametz. V'sochtin also, you squeeze out all the water. V'achar kach loshin also b'shuman, and now you go and knead it with shuman. Now, im nof lochito l'socha, if now a kernel of wheat falls inside of it over here, yesh l'hachmir li'osra, you do have to be machmir over here and make it osra. Why? L'fi she'ev sho l'sochto kol kach, because it's impossible to get out all the water from the matzah, the nisharo b'socha mayim be'en, and there's real water still left over here, and it's going to come out now when you're going and using it, and therefore it's going to be shuman and mayim, and it's going to be mei peros and water, which is machmitz. The final thing is Dirshu footnote number 28. We brought down yesterday that in certain situations, Ein machzik in isser mimakom lemakom. We don't have to presume that an isser came from another place and is now over here. In a suffix situation, we say only where it is, that's where you take it. And he brings down in Dirshu footnote number 28 many examples throughout Shas where we find this principle applied. Ayin Shom and the rest of Dirshu footnote number 28. Now we go to Siv Zayin, the last Sif in Simon Tov Samach Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Levarer HaMelech Kodem Pesach Mechitim Shloyu B'socho. You have to go and make sure that the melach, the salt that you want to use on Pesach, doesn't have any kernels of wheat inside of it. Why is that? Ki Kisha Melech Mislach Leach, when the salt becomes moist, Hu Nichnas Ma'at Ma'at Bechitim, it can penetrate into the chitim and be machmitz them, umischametz, and now the chitim are chametz, and they're going to give back into the salt some of the chametz. And if you use this chametz salt on Pesach, you got a problem. Let's understand this a little bit better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Chav Dalet, and he tells us, the salt over here, hainu b'melach shoyam, we're talking about salt that came from the ocean over here, the chamayim domi, this salt is considered halachically like water. However, avo b'melach shechofri min hakarka, but if you quarry salt from the ground, mitzadadin kama mikama me'achronim, there's some achronim, you can see this in the Sharetzion Osman Malat, this is Morgan Avram and the Graz, it's also mashma from the Vilna Gaon, that we're talking here about, only the potential for salt that comes from the yam to be capable of being machmitz, but not salt that's quarried from the ground. So all of these achronim, mitzad and kam achronim, the einam b'chlal mayim, they don't have the halachic status of water. Elohim kamei peros, they halachically aren't considered as a water source, and therefore they're purely considered like mei peros, the einam achmitzman, that don't have the capability of being machmitz over here. Dish of footnote number 33 brings down a dish that's known as vasika, I'm not sure what that is, which is essentially a dish that's made out of salt and oil together with flour. So we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Samach Gimel, Sha'af Sha'amelach Shalonu Machmitz, even though our salt is capable of being machmitz, b'maychol, when it's mixed in a food like this, and there's only a small amount of salt, nishtane tzuroso mitzuro samayim, it doesn't have the halachic status of water anymore, and ein bokoach lahachmitz, it doesn't have the ability to be capable of making something chametz over here when it's ma'uriv with the shemen. However, if it's ma'uriv with water, then it certainly is capable of being machmetz, just like any meperos that's ma'uriv with water is going to be capable of being machmetz faster. And therefore, he suggests, v'tov losis samelach b'maycho b'sof la'achar shekvar hisbashel. When you're eating salt, he says, always best to add it after it's already been cooked. The Mishnah continues and he says, mikol mokom roi gam bazel livdokosom. He says, even though there are many poskim that say you don't have to be machmir with salt that's quarried, he says you still should check that salt as well and make sure that there is no kernels of wheat inside of it because they could be split open by the salt and possibly then be machmitz over here, the rest of the salt in this container. In the Shaarat Zion Os Ben Beish, he says, the reason why we're machmir is over here is to be concerned, Lochush L'das Adarki Moshe, the Ramah, in his commentary on Torah, the Darki Moshe writes, the Kol Melach Toldus Mayim, he says, all salt, even the salt from the ground, has the halachic status of being Toldus Mayim, and therefore, he adds, in addition, the Motzui Shei Motzui Bem Garinim Meluchloch Mimayim, you're going to find some kernels over here that are, in fact, moist from water, and they're going to be machmitz all the salt anyway, so therefore, we should be machmir to get rid of all the kernels before Pesach. Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down a similar opinion from the Chazon Ish. He says, "Ein lechalek be'melach lemelach." There's no difference between salt from the ocean and salt that's quarried. He says, "Shekol hamelach toldoso me'amayim." All salt is considered as its original source coming from water. And he says, "There's some salt that is made from being evaporated, the water around it, and there's some salt that's been made from cooking, and it's all halachically one thing." Hakol echad hu. Now, we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chafei, the final Mishnah Berurah in this Siman. And he says that we're talking here about that the salt can be machmitz. What's it being machmitz? Hachita. It's being machmitz the chita. Vishuv poletes hachita tam hechometz b'melech. And now the chometz that became inside this kernel of wheat is now going to be expelled and it's going to go into the surrounding salt. And that's why this is a problem. Dirshu footnote number 35 brings down, Ula Ariv Melach Bisas HaMatzah. Do we ever add salt intentionally to a dough of matzah? So we brought down already in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Nun Hei, Shenagu Lo Lasus Kids. We don't do this over here. And the Ramah said, if you did it, even b'di'evet, it's going to be usur. And the Mishnah Berurah explained, because Shamelech Mechamim Esiso, because the salt, even if it doesn't have water inside of it, is going to heat up the dough and make it easier to become chometz. And therefore, if you only put in a little bit of salt, Sheskimu Achronim, Shim Ofa Miyan, if you go and bake it right away, as opposed to other matzahs, you don't have to bake right away, so then, ain no neseres b'di'evid. Then b'di'evid, a little bit of salt isn't going to make it chometz. And the pre-chodesh says, she b'di'evid ain l'hachmer b'mat melech afilu lo'ofim miyad. Even if you didn't take it right away, you don't have to be machmer. And he says, also, if it was done b'shogeg, b'vadayesh l'smoch l'hoko. You definitely, the rabbis didn't make any kenas over here, you definitely can be relying upon the lenient opinions. But that's in regards to eating it. But certainly, even the more machmir opinions say that you're allowed to get hanah from it. It's not pure chametz. And even according to the Ramah, you're allowed to, over here, get hanah from it b'di'evit. He brings up in the Bir Halacha, sh'b'melach shalonu shumi toldos hamayim, yitochin she'en le'eso b'di'evit, afilu m'lo'ofa osu miyad. He says, our salt, he says, you don't have to be concerned about b'di'evit. And even if you didn't bake it right away, it doesn't make it osur over here b'hanah. He says, imelach, if salt falls into a dough, and you didn't need it. So all you have to do, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, is remove it. It's on the surface, remove it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says as well, in regards to various spices or lime that fell onto it, which would normally be a problem. So if they didn't need it, it just fell on it, you just remove it. And he says, to go sprinkle salt on it, to baste it, so to say, with salt, after it's been baked, and then put it back in the oven, so that's allowed. You shouldn't use this for matzah smitzah because it's going to be not lechemoni, it could be matzah shira. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, if you didn't select out the salt, the nimtza chitin b'melech, and you find some kernels of wheat in the salt, so then what should you do? Hiskim achronim, dimi veishim, if it's all dried, mutra melech, afilu b'pesach, then you can still use this salt even on Pesach as long as it's all dry. However, but if you find that the kernels of wheat over here are already softened, so then, if it's after chatzos, when it's already in iser, the araisa, albeit not kares, and it's not also b'mashu, all you have to do is remove the area where the kernel was and the surrounding salt around it. Like we said already, about an inch, the width of your distal joint of your thumb, svivas hamokum shiachitim, where the chitim were, and vizarkin, you throw that away, that salt, vashar muta, the rest of the salt is okay. However, avol imitzon b'pesach, if you find it on Pesach, when it's also even with a ma'ashu, l'chatchila ein l'shtamish b'kol ha'melech shebekli, then you can't use any of the salt that's in this utensil over here, v'yizro kidei netila svivan, and you have to throw away that kernel, and the kidei netila, the inch roughly around it, that has to be thrown away and burned. Vashar mashon ad lachar pesach. The rest you can leave till after Pesach because it's not really chomish avelas of Pesach. However, ubi diavet im nishtamish bem, if you did use the rest of it on Pesach, ein lesser meichel. You don't say that the meichel is osur. Elo, unless in kain shesamu meoso kidei netila toch meichel. But if you took the area that was right around the kernel within the kidei netila, then the oz also kol meichel. Then we do have a real concern that that's real chametz, and you have to throw away the meichel. Kosu achronim the gama tablum yesh levorer ulahashlich garine tvoa shim tzobehem kodim sheyisimim betavshil the kodim sheyodechosam. He says likewise with other spices that may have kernels of wheat mixed in with them, you should select out the kernels of wheat before you put it into the dish to cook. The spices you put into the dish to cook, you should select out the wheat before then, or before you grind it up, you should select out all the kernels of wheat. That you shouldn't have them mixed together. Shelo yisarvu tocha tavlin. The kernels of wheat shouldn't be mixed in with the tavlin. You should pull them out. However, aval tavlin themselves, the spices themselves, pashutu shein bohem chashash, they don't really have any real capability of making things chametz. Afilu nimtzu harbibem, even if there's a lot of them. Tarehim yavish b'yavish, because the kernels over here are yavish in the tavlin, which is yavish, and as long as you remove the kernels, you don't have a problem. The issue footnote number 36 brings down, Legabe Eruv Tavlinim B'Isa HaMatzah. Can you add spices to matzah? So this we already learned in Shulchan Aruch and Sinman Tafnun Hay in the Mishnah Berurah over there. She'im Loshes HaMatzah B'Shumshum. If you needed the matzah, you put in sesame seeds, or B'mini Tavlin or other spices, it is Kishera, because it doesn't take away from the time of the matzah. But L'chatchila, ain't lost this but tablin. You shouldn't have put in tablin because they're sharp and they can heat up the isa and make it quicker to go and become chometz. And certainly peppers, you shouldn't do this, and even b'di'evit, it is going to be osur. And the same thing applies if lime fell in. To use a utensil for mayim shalonu that came through clean passageways, three clean pipes, so the Kaf HaChaim says you have to be careful not to do this because they would put shemen in those pipes, those brand new pipes, and maybe some of the time of the shemen is going to come into the water and it will stay in the water, and then you're going to have a problem over here that it's going to be neperos and mayim and it's going to be machmitz faster. And to use water that comes through tap, so Rav Sternbuch Shlita brings out the Mon Hazmanim from Harav Machivin, and he says, Sha'osul ishtamish bem, you shouldn't use straight tap water over here. Kivin Shema Arvin Besochem Samim Kidin Lakosu, because they contain fluoride and all sorts of other chemicals inside of them to purify them. Maybe that they'll be considered like May Peros and water, and therefore it could be making the dough more quickly become chametz. Redisant Karlit Zatzal is the same thing. You shouldn't do this lechatchila. And the same thing is brought down in the Shelos Shuvas Orlet Zion, Sheesh Machmir Makach. However, Meikar Adin ain't Lachos Lekach. Technically, you don't have to be concerned about it, and one can technically use the tap water over here for Mayim Shalonu. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Samach Beis and today's Shir.